Song leader and civil rights activist Bernice Johnson Reagan has died. She was 81 years old. Her daughter, Toshi Reagan, shared the news last night in a Facebook post. Adjoa Jemma Brempong has this remembrance.
Ain't gonna let nobody know it.
Song is inseparable from political struggle. And in the 1960s, the voice leading those songs was often Bernice Johnson Reagan. She was born in Southwest Georgia, the daughter of a Baptist minister. At 16, she went to a small, public, historically black college, but was kicked out 2 years later for her civil rights activism. In 1962, Martin Luther King was arrested there as well, though she was not there to see it.
I was already in jail, so I missed most of that.
That's Bernice Johnson Reagan speaking with WHYY's Fresh Air in 1988. After being expelled, she co-founded the Freedom Singers, an a cappella group that was part of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, or SNCC.
When you're in the civil rights movement, that's the first time you establish yourself in a relationship that's pretty close to the same relationship that used to get the Christians thrown in the lion's den.
Bernice Johnson Reagan on Fresh Air.
And so for the first time, those old songs, you understand in a way that nobody could ever teach you.
In 1963, Bernice Johnson married her Freedom Singers co-founder, Cordell Reagan. They had two children, Quantana and Toshi, who became a star in her own right. After her 1967 divorce, Reagan founded the women's a cappella group, Sweet Honey in the Rock.
For each child that's born, a morning star rises.
Reagan's activism expanded to include the anti-apartheid movement. In 1974, she began decades of curatorial work and research with the Smithsonian Institution, and later won a MacArthur Genius Award.
Wait in the water.
In 1994, she created and hosted a 26-part NPR documentary. Wade in the Water was a listener's guide to African-American sacred music. The documentary allowed Reagan to celebrate the sanctity of both worship and liberation. Bernice Johnson Reagan saw music as a source of faith and hope that could bring us through the darkness to freedom. For NPR News, I'm Adjoa Jemma Brempong.
Do what the spirit say, speak. When the spirit say, speak. Chill, don't speak. When the spirit say, speak. Chill, like the soldier in the truth and where the mutton.